live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now it's 11:30 and it's time to talk to my guests, who are the directors of one of the films coming to the Cambridge Film Festival, which opens next Thursday. The film is You're Not Me, and I'm very pleased to say hello to the two directors. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, hello, good morning.
Oh, lovely to speak to you. Now, where are you at the moment? Are you in Spain?
Yeah, we are in Spain. We are in Valencia.
Oh, now. Wonderful. Well, it's lovely that you found the time to speak today. Now, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yes, of course.
Yes, my name is Moises Romera. I'm a co-director, co-writer, and co-producer of the film.
I'm Marisa Crespo. I'm the co of the thing.
Of the other co.
Moises already mentioned.
Now, I see here that you're the two directors, but did you say you wrote it as well?
Yeah, we wrote the script and we are also the producers of the movie. So it's our first film as directors, as screenwriters and as producers. It has been such a big experience for us.
That's wonderful. So you say it's your first film of directing. Have you written films before?
Yes, we have several projects. We have like two or three different. In fact, some of them were bigger and supposed to this film. You know me, it was the B plan, but at the end, it was the first one. I mean, you never know, because, you know, there is always a long period when you try to get the money to make the film. So you don't know if it's going to be 6 months or 60 years.
Of course. So getting the finance and getting the backing is very important, isn't it, for filmmakers? I know, having been to some of the film festivals in the past, this is one of the big blocks that stops people producing some of the films.
Yes, that's true. Whereas it was very, very, very hard. And, you know, at the beginning, we have a budget that it was like almost the double of the budget that we finally got. But it arrives to a moment that you have to decide that if you can go and film with the money you have, or you just stop and then start again everything. So we decided just to film the movie.
Yeah, we made that because we are also writers and it was our film. Probably if we were just producers, we would stop the production. But as it was our baby, we decided to go on with our
Exactly. Yeah. And that means that we get the benefits of the film too. Now, it's coming to the Cambridge Film Festival next week. Next Friday is its first showing. Can you give people a bit of an idea about what it's about? Because it's quite a dark film, isn't it?
Well, this is a dark fable. It's a thriller, and it happens during the Christmas Eve. And it talks about the family and the things that you must do if you want to be accepted by your family. I don't want to talk too much about the film because it has some twists. And it's very dark story, and if you go without knowing too much.
Yes, I know. You don't want to spoil anything away, because, yes, that would definitely spoil it. But from the title, and also there is a synopsis in the programme that says, you know, she returns home and somebody else is kind of there, and they're not expected to see her, are they?
Yeah.
I think it's an uncomfortable film. I mean, if you are in the boots of the main character, you feel that always during the whole night something is wrong, something that you cannot see, and you are always, you know, it's. I think it's a complex film. At the end, we wanted to make an ending. And it depends of the audience, is a good ending or is a bad ending. It's a kind of drama or it's a kind of a happy ending.
Yeah, as you mentioned about the synopsis, the story is about Aitana, which is a doctor who has been traveling around the world. So she doesn't have a lot of contact with the family because she just have had a quarrel in the past, so left. And now her brother is sick. So he decides to pay a surprise to the family. So she goes to the family house on the Christmas Eve without saying anything. And she finds that there is a girl of her same age that is wearing her clothes, is sleeping in her bedroom, and the family treat the unknown girl as if it was the daughter. So our main character spends the whole night trying to know what's happening in the house, because her family is very conservative and now they are like changed.
It sounds brilliant. It sounds so good. And even speaking to you now, I want to know more. I want to know, you know, I love the feeling that you are sitting there thinking there's something wrong, but I don't know what it is that's wrong, because everything looks like it should be right. And that's what you as the viewer, the person in the cinema, needs to kind of find out for yourself, doesn't it? And I think I like when you said that you leave it to the audience to decide whether it's a good or a not so good ending. And I think often with films, when you're not given the ending, I think that's better, because it gives you something to think about after you leave the film.
Yeah, someone told us that we treat the audience as adults, not as childs, and that's why they enjoyed the film, because it depends on your thoughts, on your moral. You know, the end is like good or bad, or you think that, okay, I don't want to talk about that, because finally I will spoil it.
So, in fact, in a film festival in Europe, there were some people, and they were arguing about the film, because for some of them it was a kind of woke film, because, you know, they mean there are girls, they are lesbian, and they are racial characters in the film. But for other people, they told us that it was a kind of super conservative or Nazi ending. So it was the same film at the same time, and it depends of each person. It has one different meaning. Yeah. But that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that, I mean, that sounds absolutely brilliant. That sounds a perfect film, because you are not giving everybody the answers. You take what you think, and to have two different completely different views from the same film is amazing. And it's like music, people, it's the same. People might say, oh, this song is about whatever, and only to find that the writer didn't think that when they were composing the song, but you take from it what you want to. And that's also why it's good, because you can watch a film, then you can go away and discuss it with people, and you have all sorts of different ideas depending on what your background is.
Yeah, and that's why also the title for us works so well, because we want the people to be arguing and at the end telling one to each other, that's because you're not me.
I think that the main meaning our intention was satirical. Mm-hmm. What we wanted is just, it's not a comedy, it's a thriller, but some people can watch it as a super dark comedy.
Oh, brilliant. I love that. Well, thank you very much for talking to me today. It sounds fascinating. Now, it's next Friday, the 25th of October, at 10:10 in the evening at the Arts Picture House in Cambridge. And I believe you're going to be doing a special question and answers session too.
Yeah. We hope so. Yeah.
We'll be there, and we'll be there with the audience, and we'll try just to answer everything that we can answer before the movie, and also after the movie we'll be there so we can talk.
That's the best moment for us. Yeah. I mean, we have been working like 2 years and a half just for this moment.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I look forward to that, and thank you very much for speaking to us, and good luck with all. I look forward to hearing some of the discussions or arguments with the audience when they finish.
Great, thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye from Valencia.
Cambridge 105 Radio.